'60s, and you felt bad for him, and you went to visit him. Whatever. I mean, every good thing you do, you don't run around and go tell everybody, I visited so-and-so in the hospital. Ain't I good? Get over yourself.
All right.
That's pretty nice.
I hear you.
Well, after that reaction, I'm going to keep this in the bank just to torture you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll call and tell you how I feel about it later.
Thanks, man.
See you, dog.
No, I think we can do both. We can make fun of people, raise a little hell. In fact, we make fun of our closest friends the most.
We make fun of ourselves the most.
Yeah, well, and also, I think it is going to take all types, whether you're a populist or establishment or whatever the hell you want to call yourself. It is, at the end of the day, going to take all types of Americans if we're going to get the heck out of this gutter that we're stuck in.
Agreed.
Hey, let's get out of here.
All right.
Greg Budell and Happy Hour. He's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve officials likely to reduce their benchmark interest rate later this year. Chair Jerome Powell said, despite recent reports showing that the U.S. economy is still strong and that U.S. inflation picked up in January and February. Amazon says cutting hundreds of jobs in its cloud computing AWS is part of a strategic shift. The company says it will trim a few hundred roles in the team that overlooks technology for physical stores. U.S. safety regulators have closed an investigation into complaints that steering wheels can fall off some of the Toyota SUVs and will not seek a recall. The investigation covered Highlanders from the 2008 through 2013 model years. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you know when the U.S. was founded?
No.
Take a guess. Around when?
Probably like, I don't know, like 1901?
Yes. Very good.
It is?
It was close around there, but I'll give it to you. Who fought in the Civil War?
I don't know.
Do you know how many continents there are?
No.
How many states make up the United States?
How many states make... Dude! I know this.
You know this.
That do. That's crazy. I don't want to do this to the...
Say a number.
I don't know.
No, you do know this.
You do know this.
Do you know who the president is right now?
Joe Biden.
Do you know who the vice president is right now?
The black lady.
What was the question? How many states in the United States?
Yeah.
It's 29, I guess.
29?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Oh. Yeah, you got it. You know how many states make up the United States?
50.
You know what the capital is?
Of?
United States?
Harrisburg. Oh, is there a capital in the U.S.?
Who fought in the Civil War?
The Civil War? What's his name? Kennedy?
Kennedy against who?
I don't know.
Do you know what the capital of the United States is?
No.
You know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
No.
Yes, you do, man. Take a guess.
Can I think about it?
Yeah, go ahead. How many make up 1 dozen?
How many make up 1 dozen? How many what?
Like, how many eggs are in 1 dozen?
10.
How long is 1 decade?
1 decade. No idea.
Do you know who the president was before Trump?
No.
Who's the president of the United States?
Biden.
Who's the vice president?
I do not know. I do not.
The current vice president.
Take a guess.
I know who it is, but I can't get his name.
Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is? No, you know it.
Is it I? No. Is it?
No. You tell me.
3 times. Dude, you have me doing math, but I'm stuck. Like.
What country is Mount Rushmore in?
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Japan? No, that's not right.
You're close.
Tokyo?
Yes. Do you know what year the U.S. was established?
18-something? No.
Yes. What year did the U.S. gain their independence? What year was the U.S. founded? Let's say
that. Oh, man. I don't even know.
Around when? Take a guess.
It ends with a 72.
What's the first two?
1472?
Yes. How many are in one dozen?
How many are in one? How many what?
Are in a dozen. Let's say eggs.
10?
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
2 times 3. 9?
Yes. How many states make up the United States of America?
Oh my god. I don't know actually. I don't know. 16?
How many?
I don't know. 16, 13.
16 or 13, you're close.
No.
Right in the middle.
14? No, 15.
Yes. Do you know who the president was before Trump?
Obama. It's my man's.
It's your man's? Do you know who the president was before Trump?
Of course not. I don't really look into presidents. I truly do not, like, feed into or listen to presidents at all. I'm, like, a spiritual person, so I'm really, like, on my own path. But I am trying to better humanity, though.
What is this for?
TikTok. I'm almost at 500,000.
Oh, awesome. Good job. Well,
thanks. I'm starting the YouTube today, too.
Let me sum up that Woodstock of stupidity with one sound effect or less.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And roll tide. For the NCAA finals this weekend is Happy Hour, Nishtuk 93.1 FM WACV. At 3:12, lots to talk about this afternoon. Baumhauer's tonight after the show.
And here they are.
Right now, that they is me and Rosie Brock with Ellen Murray coming in later.
Please clap.
Well, you know, Jeb was awake today. Usually, he's kind of like grandfather clock on Captain Kangaroo, sleeping until awakened. Well, let's see. Where do we want to prioritize today? There's so much to talk about. Our blogger buddy David Blackman has a whole thing today. This Beazel Schmiz with electric vehicles is going to push us over the edge. They don't care that hundreds of thousands of these things are sitting around, not being bought. Pete Buttigieg was whining on some network this morning, let's run, the American people should be buying these vehicles. Well, maybe we're not making the kind of double six-figure salary you are, you little rat-faced elf on a shelf. Go away. You are the worst of the whole group, and you buy into this, not realizing that one of the reasons nobody wants them is they're way too expensive, and with your buddy Biden's inflation, we're trying to put food on the table, okay? None of us really believe or buy into your whole climate hoax to begin with, or that driving electric cars is somehow going to make the climate better because those cars are going to be charged largely through fossil fuel. There's no way around that. But I don't care. Just do it anyway. This infantile mentality. And now, David sent out a piece this afternoon. Imagine what this is going to do to shipping things around the country. Manufactured goods. Because now they're telling the big trucking companies, 2032, you got to have EVs. They're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. How is a truck driver supposed to navigate a cross-country trip with an EV, with a charging limitation, the extra weight that it puts on the road, and all the other crap? Somebody's got to pay for those trucks, and our grid is not ready for charging those things. We're talking almost $1 trillion to do this one thing. And the climate nuts, the climate toliks, whatever you want to call them, they don't want to hear any objection. You just do what we tell you to do. We'll all be happy. Says David. In their continuing quest to electrify the U.S. automotive fleet against the clear will of the American people, that would be us. Does our opinion seem to matter much anymore?
No.
The zealots in the Biden administration rolled out their new requirements
related to heavy trucks on Good Friday. Amazingly, they did it in a way that will make the mandates even more expensive than the trillions of dollars the passenger car mandates will cost the American economy. That's quite an accomplishment, says David, and it is. Because when you think you've seen the Mount Rushmore of stupid, they build one higher. According to the Institute for Energy Research, the cost of a new electric 18-wheeler is 2 to 3 times the price of a new diesel gig. 2 to 3 times. Now, ultimately, since these rigs pretty much deliver what we consume, you think that the companies are going to, the trucking companies are going to absorb this enormous, this gargantuan expense? Of course not. They're going to put it on, add it to the price of what we're paying for stuff already. But they don't care.
The climate collapse is coming.
The panel points out these new requirements require the trucking industry to invest $620 billion for charging infrastructure alone. That's to charge them, $620 billion. It will likely cost utilities $370 billion to upgrade their networks. Do you think the utilities are going to do these upgrades on the house? No, it's going to drive up costs for electricity. Whether you use them or not, you'll be paying for it. Replacing diesel trucks with electric cars will cost the industry itself $10 billion each year, and truckers will need to pass these costs onto the customers, manufacturers, and retailers who will pass those costs onto Americans in higher prices on merchandise. This means, of course, the rate of inflation that's already too high is about to go even higher thanks to this latest mandate by the EPA. I don't believe this is why the EPA was created. The Environmental Projection Agency, as Al Sharpton calls it, was designed to clean up our rivers and lakes that we were seriously abusing by discharging factory waste and stuff. We needed to clean those up. That was our environment. When they inserted themselves into trucking and electric vehicles, I don't know. What comes out of the back end of a car now is 100 times cleaner than what it used to be not that many years ago. When was the last time you saw a car on the road that was actually belching anything that looked like smoke? But they're full of crap, and there's big money in it for them, so they're going to keep pushing. So David asked, what's the supposed benefit of this mandate to spend trillions of dollars that an America already more than $34 trillion in debt simply doesn't have? EPA claims this new rule will avoid 1 billion metric tons of carbon emissions in the next decade. What does that even mean? That seemingly impressive number amounts to less than last year's increase in emissions from India and China. See, it's always on us. We got to make the sacrifice. We got to lead. We got to pay the price. India and China, they're not going to do this because they're not as stupid as the people we have in charge of this country. And yet we look at election polling and it's close. I don't understand that for the life of me. We should be carrying torches down Main Street now. And when will we get to that point? It's key to note here, says David, that as of today, not a single company is mass-producing long-haul trucks. What could go wrong? The isolated demonstration models that are produced typically are able to achieve less than 170 miles on a single charge in ideal conditions. And how often are conditions ideal? In other words, electric long-haul trucking is simply an impractical application which helps to explain why the market would never support making such investments in charging and grid infrastructure unless forced to do so by a central authoritarian government entity like the EPA has become in this increasingly oppressive administration. Like so many other aspects of the Biden Green New Deal energy and climate agenda, the best one-word description to use for this heavy truck mandate is insanity, and he's... If there's a better word than insanity, find it. I don't know, but we'll take it for now. Should he manage to win the election in November? Oh, my God. He's got to. Donald Trump needs to place the rolling back of this insane suite of policies right at the top of his own administration's to-do list. Digesting all of that. This is truly crazy. We already know that regular electric vehicles, cars and trucks, weigh more than gas-powered cars and trucks. They are damaging our highway system. That's going to need to be revamped or reinforced if this lunacy continues. Our grid can barely handle what we're doing now. In fact, we're in danger of that collapsing just from increased demand. But they'll solve that problem by telling you you can't use your AC, your water heater is out. This is where it's all headed. And do you think any one of these bastards is going to experience a moment of discomfort while you're suffering? Not one. Yet there are people who remain committed. Oh, no, this is the right way. This is the liberal way. No, it isn't. It's not liberal. There's nothing liberal about it. It's no better than China or Putin or anybody else that spends most of their time telling their citizens what they can do, what they can buy, and how much of what they want to buy they can. Do you really want that? I don't think you do. In fact, I'm sure most of you listening think this is just as crazy as I think it is. But we have to be able to message this. We have to be able to influence people to realize just how the crack pottery. Those are the nuts that just believe whatever they're told. You heard that clip at the beginning of the show. Case closed. 3:21 on News Talk 93.1 FM on this Wednesday afternoon. Oh, what is at the Capri? They shot the piano player. Capri does some great stuff. On April 10th, their classic film class will include Charlie Chaplin in the circus. I'll bet Emily Hayes would love something like that where she's still here.
Yay, fun!
But she is living her life large elsewhere. Wicked Little Letters, April 12th. Good stuff at the Capri. They've got classes and workshops and things like that happening. Absolutely worth looking into membership there. A true asset to the community. There's a place in Prattville that can make all of your Mother's Day shopping real easy, guys. Gift certificates. That's AMS Studios. We had Pamela on with us on the morning show the other day, and they are finding new ways, non-surgical ways, to help you achieve better looking skin, to lose weight, to reshape or recontour your body. All of this without surgery, plus I call it spoilage, massage therapy, skin care, and more. AMS Studios. It's a spa built into a house just on the cusp of downtown Prattville. When you walk through the door, you're walking into a whole different environment. It's really, really nice and relaxing. It's a good place for me. I should probably spend a week there just to calm down. AMS Studio Services, full service med spa and salon. The goal to provide clients with the highest standard of care, making them feel relaxed and pampered during their time with us, and always looking for the latest developments for those who use electrolysis. They have the latest electrolysis technology that is virtually pain-free. They keep making it better. We mentioned the massage therapy. Ashley is phenomenal. I've been doing something called microneedling, which is a technology that uses your own body. It's very comfortable, and it helps your body generate elastin. So your body does the work. They just have the technology to inspire it. And so many other things. You can take a look at all their services. You can give the gift of beauty, an AMS gift certificate, to a friend, worker, wife, family member. Very easy to do, and you can start at their web address, which is ams-studios.com. Or if you would like to call and set up a consultation, you can do that online too. 730-1268, 730-1268. For Pam and the team at AMS Studios in Prattville, 324.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, so that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh, yeah. We've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very lean salami?
We have 42 kinds of lean Eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some Eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat Eclipse.
I can't get enough of this Eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
Ah! Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Let's talk about the eclipse. Is it just a naturally occurring phenomenon that they knew about hundreds of years ago? Because somehow, before we had indoor plumbing and the printing press, they knew everything that was going to happen with the planets and the sun. I guess there was nothing better to do in those days. In an emergency weekend broadcast that he does not normally do, Mike Adams of the Health Ranger Report. No, I don't know what that is. But I did get this from LibertyDaily.com, one of the last trusted websites. Discussed some of the latest revelations about strange and spooky things that are scheduled to occur during the April 8th solar eclipse across the U.S. In addition to creating an X marks the spot crossover with the last great American eclipse in August of 2017, that crossover occurring smack dead center over the epicenter of the New Madrid seismic zone. In other words, this thing could create an earthquake. Well, the one they had, I think it was 18, 11, 12, 14, somewhere in that window. That one was so severe it rang church bells in New England and sent up sand geysers. That's how powerful that quake was. It crushed the plates together in a way that created sand that had nowhere to go but up under that pressure. And if you are in that area around the New Madrid area of Missouri, and you dig in the right places, if you go down several levels, there is a layer of sand in between all the dirt. Frankly, it looks like tiramisu, except it's earth. Very tasty, but that's how powerful that thing was. And if it happens again, this is one reason why they're reinforcing bridges across the Mississippi. If you think the Baltimore Bridge was going to create some chaos, what happens if all the bridges across the Mississippi collapse? So they've been reinforcing those. But on my Facebook page today, I posted some of the video from the 8.2 earthquake that hit Taiwan. And something like that, oh, we'll definitely have issues with that here, too. it won't be nearly as bad. In addition, so anyway, there's a crossover point. The New Madrid fault line, the same place it went over 7 years ago. Now, how that works, I don't know. I'm just a hawk show toast, not a geophysicist or an astronomer. But this is something that will coincide with strange government events that bear ominous implications. One of the things Adams discussed, be sure to watch the video, and I may play some of that later, is the fact that they announced a travel ban prohibiting size and weight permitted travel on Eclipse Day across 80 Texas counties. In short, the Texas DMV is prohibiting basically all commercial trucks from traveling on April 8th from Anderson to Zavala, or from A to Z. Have you ever heard of a solar eclipse resulting in state officials banning commercial vehicles, he asked. What the travel ban means is that all commercial trucks carrying things like gravel, diesel, sections of bridge, tractors, and other ag equipment, cattle and groceries to grocery stores, and bulk food supplies to restaurants will have to stop delivering on April 8th. No stores are going to get supplies, and you know that just-in-time delivery is a real thing. It's almost like Texas is causing a supply chain crisis on purpose. Something's weird about this. Something is odd about the government's overreaction, and I don't yet know what it is. NASA will launch three sounding rockets at the moon's shadow during the eclipse. It took many by surprise. These were launched on March 25th, a series of rocket launches that will occur on April 8th, NASA are planning to launch not one, but two and three sounding rockets into the moon's shadow during the solar eclipse, supposedly to study the disturbances in the ionosphere created when the moon eclipses the sun. Next thing you know, they'll ban this. The government will say, no, the sun is not allowed to be obstructed by the moon, the moon shadow. I mean, this is lunacy. This just happens. It's not that frequent, which is one reason why I know somebody that's traveling from here all the way to San Antonio. Bad news on that is that the eclipse itself may not be visible to people on the ground in a lot of places because of weather. But even if there's clouds, when the sun is completely blocked, it'll still get very dark. They just won't be able to watch the shadow across the face of the sun, which is kind of a big deal, not to diminish that. And the CERN Collider, which has been out of commission for 2 years, there's an event involving that scheduled April 8th. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator, CERN LHC, is scheduled to smash protons together on April 8th in an effort to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Remember the commercial that said it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature?
Yes.
I think they're fooling with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I really do. 333, and with our government leading the way, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
With the kind of leadership we have in place.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. So live today. So the future today will be as the past today.
Uh-huh.
As it is tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Many of you are probably asking the question.
What?
Ms. Kamala, you have to ask her for some lucidity on those brilliant words of wisdom. Anyway, that did not come from a crackpot website. That came from Liberty Daily. And I just felt compelled to share it. What else do we have? Trump leads Biden in key states. Trump should have a 20-point lead in every state. Anybody that doesn't see the lunacy of what's happening right now... Look, the polling, the number of people unhappy with the economy, which really has, of all the factors of presidential outcomes and behaviors, affects more people than anything else. When close to 80% are not happy with the economy, why would 50% of the country want another 4 years of this guy? That doesn't make any sense. And it's not just that. Everybody knows we're getting deeper involved in wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and we're crap happening all over the place. So take a deep breath, friends. It's going to be a bumpy ride over the end of the year. But that being all doom and gloom, I at the moment still think Donald Trump can win because the Republicans this time are actually taking steps. Like in Nebraska, these sneaky-ass Democrats, man, they want to split the Electoral College. The votes are supposed to go to the guy that wins the state, regardless of party. The Democrats are trying to split it there. Now they have a veto-proof Republican majority in Nebraska. That's not going to happen. But they want to do it everywhere. They just never, ever take their foot off the gas pedal. Trying to hurl us over the cliff to permanent authoritarian government. Which would work if you had reasonably, really good authorities, but we don't. We don't. It's just nuts. And that's on the national, state, and local level. Briscoe must be making a poop. Something's going on in my backyard. I will turn this down when I talk about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And that is a place with 60,000 square feet. Rich Thomas said they probably have their own weather in there. Whatever. It's a very functional building. Not a lot of money wasted on fancy infrastructure and neon and all that stuff. It's enough space for them to house 60,000 square feet of the best furniture on the planet in a complete array of price options and types and styles. So you see it all. If you're shopping for furniture, whether it's a single piece or an entire room, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings is bound to have it. In fact, you want a great sneak preview of the versatility of their offerings, go to shopkaiser.com. That's shopkyser.com. In addition to this incredible selection of furniture, with everything at 50% off the top ticket price, everything, you can do a Synchrony Luxury account at 0% if you're buying a lot of furniture. You also have the resources of two of the best furniture people on the planet with Stella Beard and now Leslie Wolfolk, who has decorating experience. So if you're looking to theme up your house or create a consistent style, her consultation is available just for asking, which is nice. Not to mention, furniture costs money, and we pay sales tax on things we buy. Would you rather pay 10% by buying at Montgomery or 8.25% by buying at Kaiser? I'm no nomination for the Nobel Prize for Mathematics, but I'll take the 8.25% sales tax over the 10 any day. I just gave you a whole bunch of reasons to make sure you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings on your next furniture shopping venture. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And again, the web address is shopkaiser.com as we look to Ken for hope on this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon. First of all, Stella is wonderful out there.
Yeah.
I love that woman.
She is.
But I don't know if you've addressed this yet. I'm just now turning on the last 10 minutes. But Biden's has just announced that they are not going to restock our oil supply after he raided the fuel reserves.
That son of a bitch.
And I would have loved to have heard David Blackman talk about this the other day, because obviously it just happened today, but
can we text David and see if we
get wars, invaders coming in our country, and yeah, now we're not going to supply our military fuel needs?
No. No, I mean, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not there for the consumer or for politicians like our rectum in the White House to bring gas prices down so his polling numbers go back up. It's there to protect us in case the military needs it. These bastards. We're going to text David, see if we can get him on to talk about it for a minute.
And that would be great, because it just thinks of some kind of government takeover in the plan, man. Why else would you not want to equip our military while allowing two wars to start under you with nations that supply the world's oil?
Right.
Including our military's oil supply. I mean, something's going on here.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't either. I don't either.
Thank you for taking the time to call, Ken. You're absolutely spot on, and we will reach out to David to see if we can get an opinion from him. I'm pretty sure I know what that opinion will be, but if you want it in the most educationally informed aspect possible, he's our guy. As we hit the traffic center for the first time this afternoon,
well, we have an accident, narrow lane at Woodley Road. Please use caution there. Watch out for those folks. Now, other than that, light to moderate traffic around the boulevards. I-65 and 85, very busy this afternoon. We got a lot of traffic there. Travel Millbrook, Wetumpka looking good. If you're in or near Autaugaville, right on Highway 14. This is going to be right near County Road 165 at Blossom Road. We had a moderate crash there earlier. We're hoping they've about got that one out of the way or it's not causing a problem, but use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday afternoon. The unidentified man was shot near Chuck E. Cheese in the 1200 block of Eastdale Circle around 4:40 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. An Alabama man has been added to the U.S. Marshals' 15 Most Wanted Fugitives list. 28-year-old Ladarius Raheem Fantroy of Repton is a suspect in a double homicide that occurred last summer. Fantroy allegedly shot and killed a 10-year-old boy and the boyfriend of the child's mother. The Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner announced the new Elmore Specialized Men's Prison facility is almost 25% complete on Tuesday. There are almost 500 construction workers on the site, and that number is expected to double this summer. The plan is to have the prison completed by May 2026. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the Blues Cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Market was down marginally today, but it's the third day in a row it was down. Hopefully, Brent McDonald is feeling better and will join us around 5:15. And Brent invites you to bring your money questions to his office and challenge him. You hear terms in the news all the time, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing exactly what they mean or how they impact you. But everything that happens on Wall Street ultimately impacts us. Things like we were talking about just a few minutes ago about this EV mandate. We're all going to the poorhouse. Protect your money and grow it. It's possible to do it with the right people. At least have a conversation with Brand and meet some of the brilliant people he's got working at Invista Advisors. 387-0094. No high-pressure sales pitch. Nobody's going to sit there and, oh, you should get this financial instrument. Or that. They don't do that. What happens there sells itself. And that's really terrific people who will literally work 24/7 to look out for your money. That's Invista Advisors.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of cool days and cold nights ahead of us. Tonight, clear skies, chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. I think we'll only be in the upper 60s for a high again tomorrow and Friday with lots of sunshine. In fact, I think Thursday and Friday nights will be in the upper 30s. That's pretty chilly for this late in the season. Then a little warmer over the upcoming weekend as we get back into the 70s. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Katrina the Waves, walking on sunshine. You can literally do that today. Lots of sunshine and great weather for taking a walk, which is why I rode my bike 5 miles today.
Wow.
I am getting it done. I've become somewhat obsessed. But it is National Walking Day, and we think it's a good idea to celebrate that with a really nice
waka waka.
There you go. 3:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Did we get a response from David?
Not yet.
Okay, we're waiting.
Still looking.
Yeah, we have got to, on a number of levels. And he's going to join us tomorrow from 4 to 5, so if he can't make it today, we'll talk to him tomorrow about these things. But the EV mandate for long-distance trucking, that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a long-distance electric vehicle as it is.
No.
This is insanity. And just when you think they can't get any crazier, they double down on the previous stupid that they've established. Man, if we don't unseat this regime, which is what we're really going to be doing, if we fail to do that, in fact, article here on Breitbart, I mentioned Nebraska a few minutes ago. What, in fact, the Democrats are panicking. You can tell they are. Democrats freak out about Nebraska as Trump pushes winner-take-all system in the state. I think there's reason, at least, to have some faint hope that the new leadership of the Republican, the RNC, now that Rhonda Daniel McDowney Romney is out and Lord Trump is in, I think we're going to see more of this kind of thing. Aggression and playing to win and not playing to be nice. They're just gutter level snipes, man. They're the worst. The rodents of this country. And Pete Buttigieg, Let's talk to Papa B before I say a word that gets me off the air for 3 days.
Go ahead. Still listen to you, Greg.
Well, he's a total head, but we already know that.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then, you know, this whole climate. I don't know what's wrong with you, Greg. Didn't you see the movie with Dennis Quaid, The Day After Tomorrow?
I didn't know what to expect. I went to see that movie a long time ago. What a farce. But
yeah, well,
the left thinks that's a documentary, for crying out loud.
They do, and I can imagine these Earth worshippers, you know, gather around their living room TV, you know, probably at least once a year, maybe more, to watch this movie as if it was, you know, the gospel or something. And, you know, then Western civilization collapses, so that's part of their, you know, glorious plan too. We all have to flee to Mexico and beg for forgiveness to the Mexicans in every third world country. So, I mean, you know, it's just like a potpourri of liberal, you know, just goodness that comes out of this movie. But that's the way it is, man. I mean, these people, their ideologues, this is their religion.
Yeah.
They're down for the cause. And it doesn't matter how stupid they get.
No.
You know? And we have to suffer. We get dragged along with them. Because there's some people that just won't.
Well, that's what's happening.
Firm foot on the brake, you know?
That's what's happening. They are
friends.
And they don't care. They don't care because it's not going to impact them. They'll all be living their lives as they do now. Yeah. We're the ones that are going to have to pay the price for that.
Well, and see, the Republicans are just now learning that it doesn't matter how many rules and regulations and oversights and everything that you put into legislation. They're just going to, whatever money you approve, Congress approves, they're just going to do what they want to do.
You're not kidding.
About the Constitution or the laws.
You're absolutely right.
Laws. We don't need no stinking laws.
Yeah, laws.
Yeah.
What laws?
Right. Anyway, all right. Well, maybe people are getting a clue. I think.
By the way, thanks for the call. And a great, great example of their attitude towards the law today. The FBI arrested 3 more people who were in the Capitol on January 6th. And they have the balls to compare Donald Trump to Putin for their fake riot. One dead in that riot, shot in the back by a D.C. cop who got a promotion. Oh, they asked him a few questions, but he got a promotion because he killed a Trump supporter. And if that sounds far-fetched to you, get real, folks, because that's the way it is right now. I have something here. This was sent to me with the subject line, "This is perfect." And I loved it when I heard it, but let's hear it again. Because Mother's Day is 39 days away.
This is beautiful. Listen to this.
So you don't believe in God anymore?
It's a kid with his mom.
That isn't something for you to worry about.
Did you know that if gravity were slightly more powerful, the universe would collapse into a ball?
I did not.
Also, if gravity were slightly less powerful, the universe would fly apart and there'd be no stars or planets.
Where are you going with this, Sheldon?
It's just that gravity is precisely as strong as it needs to be. And if the ratio of the electromagnetic force to the strong force wasn't 1%, life wouldn't exist. What are the odds that would happen all by itself?
Why are you trying to convince me to believe in God?
But the precision of the universe at least makes it logical to conclude there's a creator. There are 5 billion people on this planet, and you're the perfect mom for me. What are the odds of that?
That's sweet.
But I love that particular take.
Yeah.
Look at these battleground states. Trump up in Nevada, 48-44, 47-44 in Pennsylvania, and 46-44 in Wisconsin. Here's the thing. He's the only person that can throw this lunacy into reverse fearlessly. I mean, you're great. I would stay away from the Capitol because there's going to be a landslide of rolling heads that really needs to happen. But that lead should be 10 points larger and growing based on people's perceptions of the rest of life in America right now. My Boom magazine column is out. It's online at riverregionboom.com. Printed copies are going to be available today, I understand.
Great article.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love making up new words.
Yep.
Influenza. It's the new pandemic. Who are the influencers of the young people who are buying into all of this Beazel Schmeazel? That's kind of the question it poses. They are a very unhappy group, and the challenge is, how do you change that? Well, that's really on you, and you need to look in the mirror and ask some tough questions. It's that we mentioned this a few weeks back, the worldwide survey that Gallup does every year. They ask people, and they represent every demographic in every country, to pick a rung on the ladder, 10 being the best, 1 being the lowest. And we have gone all the way from, I mean, bad enough we were in between 15 and 20. This time we went down to number 23. Name 23 countries you would rather live in than the United States. Name one. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that lived by that fantasy. Oh, it's got to be better in England. So she literally sold her house, gave up her very successful radio career here, planned and mapped out every step of the move, found a place to live over there, moved to London, and hated it.
Sure.
It's one thing if you're there with a suitcase visiting London or any other place, but we're picking London because that's where she went. The only reason she lasted a year is that she had commitments that had to expire before she could afford to even move back. She learned a very valuable lesson. This is a very normally grounded person, good friend of mine, did a lot of radio with her. But she tried this, oh, it's got to be better over there experiment, and it failed miserably. And I don't think that's just her. I don't think people understand or embrace or appreciate just how good it is here. The freedoms we so take for granted that they're not bothering to teach in schools anymore. All that stuff. Well, that concludes the very profound first hour of the show. Next hour, we'll talk about a job that's open. Yeah, I mean, look, I know we're all frustrated. One great way to treat yourself to a night out and some great food without going broke is Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We're going to gather there. In fact, the gang starts showing up the nights at the long tables at the end of the bar, starts gathering around 5 o'clock. And last week, we had a really nice turnout. And you're going to meet nice people. And so many friendships have grown out of that group. And now we have a wedding. Guy and a girl that just happened to show up and started talking one night, and the next thing you know, in fact, I was there when my friend Gary Garvin said it.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Playing the role of Gary Garvin was Humphrey Bogart, but they're both good-looking guys. They got that thing going on. Oh, Biloxi Gambler? Let's take a chance and talk to him.
Hey, man, quick story. So I got a friend of mine, right? He used to have his own sitcom and all that kind of crap.
Yep.
And he retired. And he was moving to Thailand, him and his wife. They sold everything. They go to Thailand. Of course, Thailand won't let him in because it was during COVID. And they won't let anybody in the country because they have borders in other countries, you know.
They do?
Yes, they do. You can't go to New Zealand. You can't get into Thailand. Philippines, all of it, even now, today. I mean, like, I was looking at I am still looking. I think I've landed on the Philippines. 90% of the people there speak English. There's only 80% of the people here that speak English. So I think I'd be okay. But anyway, so he was trying to get into Thailand, can't get into Thailand, so he had to stay in Cambodia. So he's in Cambodia, right? And he's putting on Facebook every day, he's videoing. But in Cambodia, they put him in a hotel. I guess it was a nice hotel. It had a lot of ceiling fans. I didn't see a lot of air conditioning. Mm. He was always out on the balcony, and he wasn't allowed to leave the hotel because they had armed guard there, you know, with machine gun.
Right.
And they got mad at him when he took a picture of it. Anyway, so him and his wife was there, and I mean, every day he was sending back, you know, these videos. Guess what?
Mm.
No more videos. Nobody can find them, and Cambodia says.